We'd like to thank all of you for tuning in again to Bridging the Gap on WSKV. My name is Corey Graham. I'm Communication Director for the county, and I'm here today with Judge Anderson and a special guest who's done a lot of work volunteering in our community and working off the clock and on our own time to make our community a better place with a lot of other dedicated volunteers. And Judge, if you want to introduce her and talk a little bit about what's being done here in Stanton to improve lives of Palcountians, I think this would be really good for our listeners today.
Thank you, Corey, and I'd like to do so. And up until now, this show's kind of concentrated on most of our things that are related directly to government. But as everyone that lives here knows, there's a lot of groups and boards that do a lot of things that's very important to our community and helps make it a better place. And I have the privilege today of having Dena Brooks here with us, and she's excited to tell us a little bit about the Golden Rule. And Dena, if you want to introduce yourself and just kind of start in what the Golden Rule is, what the concept was.
Well, thank you for having us here today. The Golden Rule was kind of a vision that we started thinking about probably about 2.5 years ago. If any of you have been to CC's Closet in Winchester, Kentucky, it is funded through Clark County Community Coalition, and it's basically a upscale thrift store. And they use the proceeds from that to operate their food bank as well as do other services in their community. And we have become, a group of us have become very familiar with CC's and the way they were doing things. And we came back here and we were talking to actually our local church about maybe trying to help do something like this. We looked into buying this building, and the cost was going to be fairly high. So we kind of just let that go by the wayside for a little while. About a year later, the building became for sale again on an online auction, and we were able to purchase that building for about a third of the cost. And probably about 2 weeks after that, my mom, Rose Hall, who is active in the working in the emergency food bank for Powell County, she was in the grocery store, and a lady approached her and said, "Rose, has your food bank ever considered doing a clothing ministry?" And Diane Davis, she had Four Seasons consignment in Clay City, and she was considering retiring. This was about this time last year, and she felt like led that she felt like God was telling her that she needed to donate her inventory, her sales racks, her shelving to a group that wanted to do a clothing ministry. And of course, that had been the vision that we had had about a year prior to that. And so in a month's time, we owned a building, and we had all the clothing racks, shelving and start inventory, cash register, hangers, all the things you need to get started. At that point, we formed a nonprofit, Community Partners of Powell County, to operate the food bank as well as the Golden Rule. So the Golden Rule is basically a thrift store run by volunteers, and all of the proceeds that we make there are going to go right back into helping with services and needs in Powell County. So it's basically like a local version of a Goodwill.
That's very exciting, and naturally, if you hear the story, it's very moving in that it was definitely meant to be with you. See all the parts that lining up and the things that come together to make this happen. And I guess one thing that you kind of alluded to there, you know, you mentioned the food bank, and we're going to have them on in another segment. But beyond that, you know, those are derived from donations. But as far as the ability to get monetary donations to do other things with is something we're very short on. And a store such as this provides that to do provide funds for things that you don't currently have means to provide. And you might speak to what some of those things are.
Well, you're exactly right. It's a win-win situation for everybody. If you have clothing that you or any kind of housewares, purses, toys that you want to donate, then you can donate to our building. It's a nonprofit, so we can give you a receipt for tax donation purposes. We also are providing nice things for very inexpensive prices. So that's providing a need for people who need that as well. And then also, it's kind of a good way to raise money because everybody has a need for some of the things we're selling. So it's just kind of turning what we already have into a profit that can come right back to serve our community.
I guess one of the things, we kind of got ahead of ourselves a little bit. We've not even really mentioned where the location is and things either. So we probably need to, some of them may have noticed the new sign if they've been down Main Street, but probably want to give them a little bit more details on where it's at and what times they can make donations or come and shop there.
Okay. We are located in the old bank building, the old, most people know it as the old Dr. Noss building, right across from the Powell County Health Department. We are open right now on Thursdays and Fridays from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock and Saturdays 10 to 2 o'clock. We can take donations anytime during that period. And if you have a donation and those times don't work for you, you're welcome to contact me or one of the other workers. You know, schedule a time and we'll arrange to be there. It's been kind of interesting. Dr. Noss has been a part of this, and he has been very excited and overwhelmed, I think, at times to see his building that he did so much service for our community and for so many years to turn into something that again is still meeting the needs of for the people. And on that same note, you know, Dr. Cecil's old building is where the Powell County Food Bank is. And Noss helped us to be able to use that building as well. So it's really kind of exciting from that standpoint to see buildings that have a history continuing to use that history.
Yeah, and I think also they're just kind of giving a little bit of homage to both of those gentlemen you just mentioned. They've done a lot to provide for our community mm-hmm. for years, and to see those facilities again given back is very exciting and kind mm-hmm. of a great honor for those. But I guess y'all should be credited. I know in the last year or so driving past that building, it wasn't just ready to go as it was. Y'all have done a substantial amount of work mm-hmm. in getting ready and actually getting to the point where you've opened this location up, and you might want to tell a little bit what all it took to get you to this point.
We've had some faithful people working to renovate the front part of the building to get it, store operating ready. And we've had some donate their services to help us with that as well. We've taken out some walls, put in new carpet in some areas. We are just now starting the process of trying to renovate in the back a little bit by bit, as we wanted to get started to kind of see what our needs would be in the back.
I think one other thing in hearing your story that y'all should be commended on, you know, there's a lot of people that'll have a good ideal, and as time goes on, it doesn't happen overnight. They soon give up, and it goes by the wayside. But you kind of mentioned the fact that this was probably a 2.5-3 year process. So to see y'all's desire to do something good for the community and stick by your commitment and endure and actually see the fruits of y'all's efforts has got to be exciting.
Well, we are a Christian organization. And I will tell you, there has been a lot of prayer that's been involved in this from 2 years ago, even. And especially when we were looking at purchasing the building and in the weeks following when we were trying to decide what to do with it. One thing I thought of earlier, James, that I failed to mention is we had a meeting, and I think you were there and part mm-hmm. of that we brought local leaders from Stanton and Clay City to the building, and we talked with them about what is really needed. What should we do with the building? We didn't start with the idea when we purchased the building. We didn't start thinking, oh, we're going to put the clothing ministry here. We knew that had been donated, the things from Diane Davis, but we still were trying to keep it open as to what we were supposed to do with it. And out of that meeting, we were kind of all surprised that one of the big things that all the leaders and groups talked about was that we needed a hub. We needed a place that people in Powell County could go to know what services were available to them. And we need, you know, that not that you would provide all the services out of that building, but that just that a place that you can go to and say, yes, if you've are in need with heating assistance, here's where you can go. Or if you're needing in need of food, here's where you can go. Or you're needing help getting medical equipment, here's where you can go. So we had decided that that would be something, no matter what we did out of the building, that we would incorporate a hub of, so to speak, that would help funnel those sources and needs out to the different ones in the community. An interesting thing is, about a month later, I was contacted by Foothills that a group called Kentucky Home Place was looking for office space to rent in Powell County. They have offices in several other counties, the most local one, or the closest to us being Wolf and Estill, and several of our residents would go there for services. So they ended up partnering with us as well, and they rent two offices from us. They're there on Thursdays and Fridays of every week. And I want to be sure that people know what they're doing as well. They can help people with insurance needs. If there's a lapse in insurance, and what they've explained to me, that's a very common thing with kids. As year to year, their insurance, especially with Medicaid, may lapse. They can help with that. But they also can help with, if your insurance doesn't cover certain items like eyeglasses, they can try to help connect people to certain funding sources to help with that. And they actually have done quite a bit of help in our community with that. We had one gentleman in there a couple of weeks ago probably, that he hadn't had new eyeglasses for several years, and he came in to see if she could help him figure that out. Turns out his insurance started carrying it in January. He didn't know it, so he was able to get scheduled for his an eye appointment and his eyeglasses. But it's just helping people know what they have and get the services they need. So that's occurring in the building also.
Yeah, Dana, you'd mentioned you all had several meetings in preparation as to what could be done or what needed to be done. And we appreciate you all. I know myself, I think both mayors as well as numerous other people through the community were involved in that. And I know in my position, you know, especially it seems like in the winter months or things, we get requests for all kinds of assistance. And it's very unfortunate because legally I don't have the ability to, or we don't really have the resources. And that's where we talk about the great people we have here in our community and these groups that are doing these things. And it's real comfort to know that hopefully we're kind of starting to consolidate some of these resources. You know, even if, like you said, they're not all housed under one roof, y'all having the point of contact where we can direct somebody to this location, right, knowing that whether it be food, clothing, like you said, insurance or heating assistance, that we'll be comfortable and send them there and knowing that they'll get directed to the place that would be most apt to be able to help them. I guess we've talked about some of the things you're doing, getting toward the end of the show here. Would you like to speak to some of your goals, I guess, in the future? I mean, naturally, you've got started, kind of seeing what it can do, some of the things y'all hope to accomplish once you get it up and mm-hmm. going full steam.
Absolutely. One of the things that we really hope happens at the Golden Rule and with community partners is bringing people who want to volunteer in some capacity for any amount of time. We want to have different services and ministries that are kind of housed even out of our office and get volunteers plugged into it. Kind of taking care of our own people. We're young. We're just getting started. We're learning a lot. We have our feet very wet now. So from now on, we've got to kind of decide where we're headed. We wanted to kind of see what kind of money we would be making as we prepare a budget and how we're going to utilize that money to help the community. But we're kind of getting to that point now and looking into what other services and ministries we are going to provide.
Real exciting stuff you're talking about there. Kind of in closing, is there any further thing you'd like to leave with the folks of Powell County?
If you haven't been in our store, please come by. Anybody can shop there. We know we have people come in that don't have to shop there. But again, if you spend a dollar in our store, you're serving and helping in your community.
Once again, Dana, thank you and your group for all you're doing, and hopefully we'll be able to have you back here in the future to give us a little bit of update on how that's progressed and new services y'all've added to your building.
Thank you for having us.